spent last segment talking about the 40th anniversary last night of Henry Aaron's 715th home run as he passed Babe Ruth. And joining us now on the ticket hotline, a teammate of Hank Aaron's. He was in the dugout that night in Atlanta in a Braves uniform. I believe your name is Dragbunt Washington. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Dragbunt Washington.
I can barely hear you.
Yes.
Well, we'll try to talk a little louder, I guess.
Well, thanks for joining us, Dragbunt, and just, if you can, give us your memories of that night.
Well, first of all, Hammer and Hank was one of the kindest and most decent men you ever met.
Uh-huh.
He would give you the shirt off his back, provided that he had another shirt tucked somewhere nearby. In the bushes or in a suitcase hidden in a thicket somewhere.
Right.
Or maybe a satchel he had suspended from a cliff in case somebody needed to borrow his shirt.
Right.
So he was a very nice man, and I was very happy to be his roommate on the road.
Oh, wow, y'all are roommates.
Yeah, I was 30 years older than him. I'd been playing ball a long time.
He was 40 at the time.
So you were 70 playing in 1974?
Long time ago.
So you're over 100 now.
Well, I don't know because I can't find my birth certificate. Kind of like that Obama problem.
All right, so what about the night in 74 when Hank hit 715?
Well, Hank wasn't supposed to hit a home run on that pitch.
What was he supposed to do?
Well, as you can surmise from my name, I'm a drag bunt specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when a player's supposed to lay down a drag bunt. And when Al Downing threw that sinker, I yelled out, "Lay down the drag bunt, you fish-eyed fool."
Why?
Well, I just thought it was perfect for a drag bunt situation.
Uh-huh.
So I screamed so loud that I startled Hank, and he whipped his head around, see who's yelling. And the twist of his body made that bat hit the ball.
All right.
And it goes sailing over the wall. And everybody, of course, going crazy there in the stadium where we were playing the game.
Yes, we got that.
And we all met him at home plate. And as they say, the rest is, well, I forget the saying.
The history.
No, it's not history, it's something else. But we, in the celebration, I rip off Craig Sager's hairpiece.
He had a hairpiece at age 22?
And then I shove it down his pants, because it looked like there's about four down there already.
God.
It's the 70s, and he had grooming issues, you understand?
Yeah, we get it.
But later on that night, hours after the game, Hank and I meet at home plate.
So y'all went back to the stadium?
No, home plate was a catfish hut down by the river.
That's where y'all went after games.
Yeah, we got rip-roaring skunk drunk and threw a hobo under the paddle of a steamboat as a prank.
Prank.
It's not a prank.
Hank was always playing pranks like that.
He was.
Nicest man you ever met, but he loved a practical joke.
Yeah.
I saw him stab an old woman for a can of peaches as a practical joke.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, that's assault, not attempted murder. That's ridiculous. He would never do something like that.
Y'all down in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I come and see you sometime down there. I got a few more trips in me before they put Dragbunt Washington in the ground.
Good.
Well, yeah, come see us.
Well, I'm down there from time to time seeing my grandnephew. He manages the Washington Senators now.
Well, the Washington Senators became the Texas Rangers. You wait,
that's
your
right. I'm sorry, I forget that switched name, but Ron Washington is a good manager.
That's your grandnephew?
Grandnephew, I guess you could say that baseball runs in my
family.
No, not family, something else. It's history.
In your family, okay, your history, all right.
Yeah. So I come down and see you and introduce you to Ron.
Okay.
All right, that'd be fun.
What do y'all make of this gay marriage thing?
Well, we got to run now, but it's
all right.
Great visiting with you, Drag Bunt Washington.
Good to talk to you.
Okay, we'll see you. That's Drag Bunt Washington, allegedly a teammate of Hank Aaron. 8:50 here on The Ticket. Up next...